Welcome. I'm going to do the first presentation, so I think everything is going to be in crescendo, but I'm going to present you a statistical path coverage. That this is a technique or a method that we started working on SIL2Linux MP project, led by Josadiel. That this was a project based on researching on Linux safety projects, and we started with a statistical path coverage there. It was very focused for safety-related systems, but we think it's interesting for all type of critical systems, not only safety ones. And it may be interesting for enhancing the testing strategy of these systems. So first of all, let's put it a little bit in context. The critical system that we are building today, we say the next generation critical system, but we are already building them, have or are running deep learning algorithms. We see right now with the break of AI. Also, they have...
Can you speak louder?
Okay. So louder?
Yeah, louder.
Okay. I'm going to start again then. So first of all, the context is that the critical system that we are building currently have different requirements. They are running deep learning algorithms, some of them. They also, security plays a key role in all this application, and they have high performance requirements. Different industries aspire to employ the commercial of the cells multi-core, the performance provided by the commercial of the cells multi-core processors, but this hardware was designed from an average maximum performance and not for critical systems. For example, if we check it for safety-related system, right now we don't have 35 multi-core hardware to use it. With all these points, in SIL2Linux MP, we saw that there was a need of an operating system to run complex algorithms with high performance requirements and also with security requirements. If we check the Linux kernel, I will say we can see that it's the king, I will say. It's the leading in non-critical domain. It's the leading operating system in embedded systems, in smartphones. It's almost the only solution in supercomputers, and it works also in the majority of web servers. There are different reasons for this, but the main one is because it has a wide hardware support. We have lots of drivers in the Linux kernel, and this provides all this support. It has really good or significantly better than others multi-core capabilities, and also security capabilities are important, and that's why different companies choose, or even governments choose Linux. Also large development ecosystems and wide developers community like here, right? So the question that arises here is, can we use Linux for critical systems? Right now we have thousands of Linux-based computers orbiting the Earth. So different companies and governments rely on Linux to build their satellites. We can find Linux even in space rockets, in control units of space rockets, and we can find Linux even in other planets, like in Mars. NASA deployed a small drone or a small helicopter based on Linux and a Snapdragon multicore. Also, different governments and companies rely in Linux for their telecommunications, critical servers, and for instance, banking systems, right? So can we use it for critical system? I would say that, yeah, we are already using it. How do we test the Linux for this?